It's 97.9 The Box. Your girl JJ here, and in the studio with me, I can't even believe it. I just happened to see the man walk down the hallway, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. That looks like, wait, is that, yeah, that's TD Jakes. Hopefully I can get him in here. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's good to be with you.
So I'm really excited to hear you're going to be at my church. That's what we got to say, my church, this weekend for Memorial Day, which you do every week or every Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm new to Lakewood, so this is something that people tell me is very special, you coming in on Memorial Day weekend, because you do two services, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, both services on Sunday and one on Saturday night. I'll be there all three services. Houston has stuck with me all weekend.
Yes.
You know, between book signings and interviews and speeches, I'm having a good time in Houston.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the city. So speaking of that, I know that you have a new book out. I actually got a chance to see you talking a little bit about it on Arsenio the other day. It's called Instinct. So tell me about the book.
Instinct is a book that I've written, and it's a great book because it's given me an opportunity to vent not only who I am spiritually, but many of the things that I've learned professionally in business, as I've been an entrepreneur almost all of my life and hired and developed staff and done a part of my, I was able to pour part of myself into Instinct that you don't get over the pulpit.
Oh, wow.
And it was really wonderful because the whole process was developed while I was in South Africa on a safari in between a zoologist and a Zulu, and the zoologist could explain the animals, but the Zulu could find them. And I begin to understand that intellect can explain it, but only instincts can find it. And so the book is to make sure that those of us who have all the data of all our experiences, education, expertise, or whatever filled you with intellect, that you don't go by that alone, because intellect is based on history.
Okay.
Instinct is based on destiny. Your instinct will show you where you fit and where your future is and where your flow is. Instinct.
Man, so we need about 3 hours with TD Jakes.
We could talk.
Oh, you know, I wanted to ask you something because I had this conversation with one of my aunts, and it ended up being this whole huge debate, and it was about gospel rap. And so my aunts are like, look, what is this mess? I mean, we need to be singing hymns. Let's go back to what we know. And I just wanted to know, how do you feel about, you know, how music, gospel music has evolved, and now you have so much gospel rap that is out there that it seems like kids can relate to?
Well, you're talking to a music lover, so it's probably not a fair thing for me to comment on, because I love all forms of music. I listen to classical music, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I listen to everything. And I think one of the things that's important as it relates to faith is that we do not think that one size fits all.
Yeah.
We're not a monolithic people, and we have different ways of expressing ourselves. And not only is it important that the hearers recognize Christ in all of his diversity, because the great problem that the disciples made is that whenever Christ came walking across the water or appeared up in the mountaintops, they didn't think that it was him. They thought he was a ghost when he showed up in another form. That same Christ can show up in hymns, in anthems, in gospel music, and yes, in hip hop. As long as it glorifies him, it is still gospel music to me.
I'm going to put you on the phone with my auntie. But I do. I can definitely understand, especially an older generation.
Yeah, we love the hymns. I'm with her on that. I really love the hymns. But I would hate to see the church lose its relevance with the next generation at the expense of us holding on to our traditions. And incidentally, traditional gospel music used to be contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember when they were trying to put Mahalia Jackson out of the church for clapping her hands and singing gospel music.
Woo.
And so everything recycles, and what we call traditional used to be contemporary, and one day it's going to be the same again.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. You know, since you have first started preaching in West Virginia, you know, how do you feel like the church has changed, and do you see that people are really able to keep up with, you know, the fact that it's 2014 and their messages?
It has changed drastically. And what shocks me more than the change as the church, its core message has not changed, but its method has changed drastically.
Yeah.
And what shocks me about the change is the churches that have not changed.
Yeah.
You know, I think, are y'all still doing it? It's like somebody doing the Watootsie, you know, on the dance floor.
We don't do the mashed potato anymore.
Say, hey, let's do the bump, you know. And one of the things that we must understand about Jesus, Jesus was radical. Jesus was progressive.
Right.
He was forward thinking. He was a rule breaking Jesus.
Yeah.
He was a radical Jesus.
Yes.
He was not a religious Jesus. Religious people didn't like him. Jesus was radical.
Right.
And so the church has to be radical in its faith. And pristine in its discipline.
Yeah.
It must be integrous in its theology,
yeah.
but it must be adventurous in its demonstration.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
When you are doing that and you're cutting, it's like now, today, I have more people streaming in than I have attending my service.
Yeah.
My focus used to be just on my service and who was in front of me.
Yeah.
But I've got 25,000 people streaming across the internet.
Yeah.
Then I took my church and put it in three locations to accommodate the needs of my community. I split my own church. into three pieces because you must remain relative.
Oh, yeah.
I just changed my entire stage, got rid of the stone and the stoic stage, and went to LED lights and flashing. And you got to keep up.
You have to evolve. Yeah. Absolutely. That's why I kind of appreciate people now. You know, when I was little, it was very difficult to go to church and listen to the pastor speak. You're saying a lot of big words. I don't understand. I'm young, so I'm sitting there. You're falling asleep. But now, you know, you have people like yourself or John Gray who, you know what to expect. As soon as you show up at church, I know I'm gonna get a little laugh, but I'm being educated. I'm getting the word without even really knowing that's happening right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. That's the art of it. And I think you have to be diverse in your methods of communication. I learned that it is important that you be entertaining and edifying because you're not just competing. You're not competing with the church down the street. You're competing against HBO and Cinemax and Showtime and all of these things that want to consume the times of the people that you're trying to engage in. You have to be ready and prepared to do that.
One last question, because I know that you have to get out of here. Women, Thou Art Loose, the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends from all over the country. JJ, you going. I didn't get to make it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got to go. But what is the inspiration behind making this into a conference?
It started as a Sunday school class with about 43 women. And I designed it because I saw that so many women that my wife and I were counseling in our church, 25 years ago, and we were counseling women who had been abused, been molested, been through trauma, divorce, adversities, never knew their fathers, secret scars, and no way to vent them in the church because the church had a tendency not to talk about what's hurting you, what it's like to be you. And I started doing that through this Sunday school class that started with 43 women, and the next week 80-some people came, and the next week 160 people came. And so then I just kept on going. And until we had people standing outside the door to hear me talk about Women That Are Loose.
Wow.
That has since filled stadiums. We've been up to 86,000 women in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
And we've seen masses of women around the world. The book has been translated into 12 different languages. And the conversation continues to another generation.
Yeah.
Did you not know 1 in 3 women have been molested in this country between the ages of 5 and 15?
Mm. Wow.
A devastating a number, a very tragic number.
Yeah.
When you look at that, over 50% of marriages today end in divorce.
Yeah.
When you understand that most women are beaten by somebody that they thought loved them, that domestic violence comes from somebody that was once an integral part of your life. And we're not just talking about the assault to the body, but the assault to the soul.
Oh, yeah.
As women aspire into higher levels of position and academics and start making more money, they've gained a career, but sometimes done it so at the loss of love and connectivity and relativity on a personal level.
Oh, yeah.
Because most women who are interested in a man have never had an example in a father.
Right.
So even if she draws a man into her life, she doesn't know what a man is like, what his moods are like, what his temperament is like.
Right.
And if he doesn't love her like with woman love, she doesn't see it as love.
Oh, absolutely.
And anyway, it's a whole big message that I roll out. And so women are coming from 20 different countries around the world to Atlanta, Georgia, to the Phillips Arena. People can get more information on tdjakes.org. We got great music, great singing, and all of that. And we are running out of seats because we're at the Phillips Arena. We're not going to be at the Georgia Dome.
When is it?
October the 2nd through the 4th.
Okay, good. Oh, I still got time.
You got time.
Okay, I got
time. If you register now, you got time
to
prepare.
All right, let me get on it.
But I'm running out of seats, so I'm trying to tell everybody now, if you're really serious about going, get some seats, because I don't want you to get a flight and get a hotel and be stuck down in the mall having church by the bus stop.
No, we don't want that to happen. Well, T.D. Jakes, we appreciate you being a part of the show today. I appreciate everything that you do, and even your family. We saw Sarah at church just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, your baby. She did an amazing job, had a great message. So we're really encouraged by your messages.
Thank you so much for the privilege.
And we'll see you at church this weekend. Yeah. Saturday, two services on Sunday. Be at Lakewood. It's 97.9 The Box.